quite a few times, and you didn't get a lot of points out of it. So that failure to get traction early on, how big a part of it was?
It was a small part of it. We got the start we wanted. We wanted to, not burp up quick jump shots early, and combination of that and creating some turnovers, it was sloppy, and we got the lead that we wanted early, and then we just went very, very cold. I thought early on we were doing a decent job getting help down on Dwight and doing the things we wanted defensively, but then we shot the ball very poorly initially on some pretty good shots, and then when we dug our way back in, I think we cut it from, they had opened up a pretty good lead, and we cut it back to six. But Jeff came in and really gave us a lift, and we were taking the ball to the rim, and then we get it to six, and all of a sudden we take 2 3-point shots and miss a jump shot on the next possession. We didn't realize what had gotten us back in the game and what had gotten us the lead early in the game, and then even with all that, we hung in the second quarter. I think we may have ended up outscoring them. And at halftime, obviously, we didn't like the score, but I thought we were all right. I thought we had settled down and had a decent quarter, particularly when our shot selection was good. And then, I may have been too negative. I didn't think we were playing harder. I think that's the one thing that we always do is play harder. I didn't think we were playing harder than our opponents tonight, and we came out in the second half and continued to miss shots, and then just really, I think, for the first time this year, we got a little discouraged, I thought, in Denver in the fourth quarter, but I thought for the first time this year we hung our heads a little bit. It could be the trip, the first trip, the first day, and all that stuff, but that's disappointing, because the one thing that we've really done a good job with is competing and playing hard and doing good things, and for a chunk of tonight we didn't do that, so that's disappointing. But we gotta find a way to be more positive and say that, and we have to, when you don't make shots, you have to defend. We did a good job in the first half taking care of the ball. I think we only had 6 or 7 turnovers at the half, but then in the second half we just when you don't play as hard as you're capable of playing, then everything goes to, the defense, the offense, turnovers, the whole thing. But I thought the start of the game was going to be critical for us, and we did. That was the one thing we did well. So it's disappointing to get the kind of start that we needed and then just go away.
How tough was it to defend their length in the second half?
It was tough to defend everything in the second half. Dwight's one of the better bigs in the league. When they did get the ball down to him, it was a major problem. And Rashard all night, Rashard's just long, so he's able to shoot over people. We didn't do a great job getting out to the three-point shooters in the first half. Second half, it'd be hard to say we did anything well. But in the first half, I didn't think we did a good job. We helped. Our rotations did a good job getting down on Dwight, but then we had some poor rotations late. That allowed the wrong guys to get some 3-point shots. Trevor, Rashard, and Dwight in particular, and O'Donnell even at the end, they're big. They got the ball inside and were able to shoot over us and rebound over us. But again, I think that our whole thing starts with playing harder. If we play harder, then you can accept almost anything that happens. But we did not play as hard tonight as we've been playing, and we didn't play as hard as we need to play. And they play, coupled with that, they played well. They did good things. They got the ball inside. They moved the ball well against double teams. Their point guards attacked. Jameer in particular, he attacked and got the ball to other people. So,
with a young team, did you try and work on particular things this game, or you just throw it out and start over? Is this one of those?
This game? This game is in the garbage can for sure. But we do. Some guys have to learn from it. Maybe not some of the veteran guys, but some of the younger guys got to learn. In this league, you don't bring it every night. This can happen any time. This happens to some of the top teams in the league. Every once in a while, they throw it in where you don't compete as well as you're capable of competing. I don't want to take anything away from Orlando. Orlando played well. But I know when we compete, when we play hard. I know when we don't. We didn't do that tonight. So hopefully we'll learn that. Because if you don't compete in this league, it don't matter who you're playing or where you're playing, you're going to get drilled.
Like you said, you reduced your turnovers tonight. You guys are struggling.
First half, second half, we still ended up with 17. 17 might be our second lowest all year. But really, in the first half, when it was a game, we only had 6. We did a good job, but we really had. disappointing shot selection when we had worked on, when early on it got us a lead by moving the ball and making extra passes and not burping up shots. And even with the turnovers, and then when we clawed our way kind of back in, it got away from us, and we clawed our way back in by everything coming to the rim, and then we just settled for a couple of threes, and all of a sudden 6 went to 12 again, and that was really disappointing. We hung in. The second quarter was decent, but we didn't respond to halftime well at all.
We're in the
so
East.
Now, you know, I got to be positive.
I'm sorry. We're in the East. We get to ask you like once a year. You're coaching one of the most high-profile rookies in the league. And Kevin, how's he come along? I mean, in a general way, are you pleased with his progress? And what's he showing? What's he showing? Where's